It's a right granted by God. Hello there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 294. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. I'm so glad you're here today. Welcome. Our reading is Psalms 122 through 124. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, it is so good to have fellowship with you. It's almost beyond comprehension that you even take notice of us. But you do more than that. You desire that we come to you and tell you our needs and our hurts and just love you. You are our loving Heavenly Father. Thank you for your love. As we read these Psalms today, we offer praise to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing within your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city should be, solidly joined together, where the tribes, Yahweh's tribes, go up to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. This is an ordinance for Israel. There, thrones for judgment are placed, thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May there be peace within your walls, prosperity within your fortresses. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, "Peace be with you." Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Psalms chapter 123. I lift my eyes to you, the one enthroned in heaven. Like a servant's eyes on his master's hand, like a servant girl's eyes on her mistress's hand, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, Lord, show us favor, for we've had more than enough contempt. We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud. Psalms chapter 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger against us. Then the waters would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept over us. Praise the Lord, who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's nest. The net is torn, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the Maker of heaven and earth. Well, beloved, as I record this on April 13th, 2021, from my studio here in Riverside, California, we seem to be on the tail end of the COVID-19 restrictions in the state. Some states have already done away with restrictions, and a few never had them. California, unfortunately, has been one of the most restrictive states in the Union. From the beginning of our marriage, my wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, and I have always been very involved in our local church. So when the pandemic hit and our governor closed down the churches, we had to adapt. We began, as did many others around the country and the world, to watch church online. But of course, watching church from home is a poor substitute for gathering with other believers under one roof. I used to take going to church for granted. Who could have ever imagined that here in the United States of America, that this right would ever be taken away from us? Going to church is not a privilege. It is an inalienable right guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. It's a right granted by God. Well, I could go on for some time about this topic, but I'll leave it there. Verse 1 of Psalms 122 spoke to me today like it never has before. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." When I read those words, beloved, I said to Leanne, "Let's go to church this Sunday. Now that restrictions are lifting, it's time." I gotta tell you, I'm so excited for Sunday to get here. And believe me when I say, I will never take going to church for granted again. What are your thoughts? What's it like where you're at? Did your church close down? Did it stay open? Have you been watching online? Let me know. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to begin the book of Ecclesiastes. We're going to read chapters 1 and 2. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. I'm excited. Bye.